Now on FFA Today, we celebrate the anniversary of the grand opening of the FFA Archives in Indianapolis. They're located in downtown Indianapolis, and we talk today with one of those who work with the Archives, which is Angela White. Angela, 15 years since the Archives have been available there in Indiana, and quite an accomplishment so far, and look forward to many more years to come. But first, Angela, can you tell us, how did the Archives get started there?
Well, we got a grant from the Indianapolis Foundation to process the national FFA records. And we received them at some point in the 1997-98 school year and processed them and had the grand opening in September of 2000. It's a fantastic collection. It's one of our best-used collections, and we have the best patrons using it. We are on the Indian University, Purdue University, Indianapolis campus, IUPUI, and we're housed in the university library on the lower level. We have about 150 big file boxes worth of materials, anything from national FFA publications to the original state charters, to correspondence from various officers and employees of the organization over the years. We have a few objects, not too many, because we're not a museum, but when you're talking about the national FFA organization itself, we have a variety of different kinds of materials. A lot of genealogical research happens in this collection, which isn't true of a lot of the other collections we have here. So in that sense, it really helps people keep connected to their FFA roots. But we have a lot of historians and researchers who make use of this collection, among others, for scholarly purposes as well. So it really contributes to our understanding of how nonprofit organizations work.
What's some of your favorite interactions you've had with the folks that stopped by?
I love having employees of National FFA come to visit me. I've done several tours and presentations, and I try very hard to pull materials that will be relevant to their specific interests, but I know that no matter what materials I bring to the reading room for them, that they're going to find something that amazes them. And the excitement and enthusiasm that I see there is really my favorite part of it.
Well, so great to see those archives alive and well after 15 strong years of being open. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the archives there in Indianapolis?
I do like to caution people about the kinds of things that we don't have in the archives. People assume that we have a lot of specific information about state FFA organizations and local chapters, which we don't, unfortunately. But aside from having the charters, which are also digitized and available online, we don't have a lot of specific information. But I do like people to know that we have a lot of materials available online. The URL is a little complicated, but if you Google IUPUI and FFA, the very first two results you get are the National FFA Collection and the Indiana FFA Collection. And there are links to our description of the collection and also the digital materials we have available.
We'll certainly encourage folks to go online and look all that information up or stop by the archives there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership between the FFA and IUPUI, and we hope that it continues to be as wonderful as it has been.
Thanks so much for your time today, Angela.
Thank you.
That's Angela White of the Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis campus in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana, who works with the FFA Archives.
For FFA Today, I'm Michael Clements.